Good morning and welcome to Out and About with Carrie Earle. I am so excited to introduce to you today Megan Gillander. She is our Youth Services Coordinator of the Oneida Public Library. Welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. You know, Megan, I am super excited about everything that you do at the library, and I know you deal with the youth service side of things, but we're going to talk about a lot today in reference to it. But let's start with the kids. What do you have going on these days?
So much happening for kiddos at the library. Every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 a.m., we have our ready-to-read story time, which is so much fun. We read a couple of books, sing some kid songs. We always do a crafter activity, usually with a theme towards one of the books that we've read. And then the kids get some social playtime with each other using the Legos or blocks or the kitchen set. It's a lot of fun.
So it's a great time for the kids, but I'm also assuming it's kind of a great time for the parents, yes, too, that are in there, right?
Yes. Yeah, we get a lot of parents that are happy to have another parent to talk to for a few minutes, sure, while the kids are engaged with the stories and songs or their craft activity. Yeah.
Tell me some of the themes that you have done in the past.
So we have done, oh goodness, any holiday, we try to theme around a holiday. So we have done some Valentine hearts. And most recently, the Valentines that we've done, it was the I love you sign from sign language.
Oh, cute.
We traced their hands and glued it onto the paper so that it was making the sign, and that was really fun. We do, sometimes we focus on colors or shapes. Sometimes we work on some preschool skills of cutting, trying to follow a line using those scissors.
Very important thing to learn.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, what are the ages that are in this group that you usually see?
So, for the most part, it is 3 to 5 year olds. We do have younger kids, absolutely. We have some 2 year olds that come, even younger. Everybody's welcome.
Oh, I love that. And I love that everybody is welcome. You
absolutely
know, I will tell you, I always feel very welcome when I go into the library, and you always get greeted by the people at the desk. And, you know, and even while you're there, they're asking you, can I help you? And so forth. It's a very comfortable place. So that's exciting that we have such a welcoming group of people, your colleagues and so on. So thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely. We try. It's a very homey place for us who work there, and I hope that extends out to our patrons.
It does. That's certainly true. Now, earlier you and I were talking about, and you were telling me about Super Saturday. Oh my gosh, that is so exciting. You were telling me things that happened in the past and things that you want to do in the future. Tell us a little bit about Super Saturday.
Yeah, so once a month we have our family Super Saturday, and it is geared for the whole family. There's sometimes we bring in somebody from the local community to come in and talk with families and kids and let them know what they do. We've had people such as the fire department, a local forest ranger, the canine unit, things like that. Local people who have really cool and interesting jobs. We had someone from the Air Force come in and talk with kids and let them see some of his cool equipment and tell them about what they do. We also sometimes just do a really fun activity. Coming up, we have a bad art day.
Bad art. Tell us about bad art.
So I am crafty, but not so artistic. My husband is very artistic. So for people like me, it is come in and make a self-portrait as horribly as you can.
That's
or
fun.
Make a really messy mobile, things like that. So we have all the art supplies, and families can come in and just have a really fun time making horrible artwork.
I love that whole concept. That's a great time because, you know, as whether it's an adult or a child, art can sometimes be intimidating.
Yes.
And knowing that it's supposed to be bad, I could be there myself.
You feel free to just create then, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah. So what type of art supplies will they use for this project?
Lots. We have crayons, colored pencils, markers. We have glue sticks. We have pipe cleaners. We have stickers and construction paper and lots of things, different ribbons.
I can make myself a pipe cleaner person and with a red bow on the top, right?
Absolutely.
I love it. That would be a great time. And what are they? Is it family oriented? Is it just kid oriented? What would you say on that?
Whole family.
Whole family.
Whole family. We've also held bingo.
Oh, fun. You know,
bingo for the family. And we had a great turnout for that in the past when we've done it. And absolutely, the parents are playing right along with the kids. Mm-hmm.
Tell us some of the other kids' activities that are coming up.
So whenever Oneida City School District has a half day in the elementary schools, we do half day craft day, which is really, really fun. I pull out all our art supplies and the kids just free craft.
What time does that start? Is it right after lunch or before lunch?
It's from 12 to 2. Okay. Usually when the school district has a half day, they end at noon.
Okay.
So then the kids can come right over to the library and spend a couple hours, you know, being engaged and doing some things. I usually put on a nature movie, so there's something with some education going on there as well, which they really enjoy. It's a fun time. And put out all the craft supplies, and it's fun to watch them because someone will come up with an idea and then everyone else will be trying to do that idea too, or someone will take a different twist on it. It's really great to watch.
That is great. You know, and just to see the creativity come out of the kids and also the energy to get out, that there's not at school any longer. We have to get this extra energy out.
Yep.
It's always a great piece to do.
Definitely.
Wow. So you have half day of art. What else coming up?
We have our after-school book club for 3rd through 5th graders, mm-hmm. which is really fun. Right now, we are reading Book Scavenger, mm-hmm. and the kids seem to really be enjoying it. It deals a lot with ciphers and secret codes, and it's kind of an adventure, kind of mystery book. It's really fun. So when we met last time to discuss the book, we tried out a cool cipher and worked on secret messages, and they had to figure out a secret message that I wrote for them, and then they wrote one for each other.
Right.
Which is really fun.
That is really fun. Do the parents get involved in that too, or is it just the kids on that one?
That one's usually just the kids.
I think I would get involved in that one. I do. That sounds exciting.
I did have them write in the secret code a message to their parents about what they would like for dinner.
Oh, funny.
Which was pretty entertaining.
Did the parents get it? Did they understand the code?
Yeah, we gave them the code. We gave them the sheet that explained the code, and they had to figure it out. So, yeah.
That's hysterical. Oh, my gosh. So the book club, I'm reading along a few things, and I see that you have an ASL night. What is that?
Oh, I love Family Sign Language Night. So once a month on a Wednesday night, we have Family Sign Language Night, and I have taken a few sign language classes. I'm by no means fluent in American Sign Language, but I've taken a few classes, and we get together, and it's all ages. We have kids that come. We have adults that come. It's meant for whole families, and we just learn some sign language. We work on some basic signs. We work on some phrases and learning a little bit about all the different aspects of sign language, because it's not just your hands, which
right.
I think a lot of people don't know or don't realize. Your face has a lot to do with signing.
Sure, the expressions,
Absolutely.
I'm assuming. Yep. I'm not a pro by any means, but I'm assuming that. Tell us a little bit more about the sign language side of it. Is it once a month, you said?
Yes. Yep.
Once okay.
a month. Yep. And we have a great time. There's a fair group of people who have been coming regularly, which is really fun because it's fun to watch them learn and remember. And I mean, there's plenty of times where I forget a sign and they're helping me out.
Sure. I'm like, yes, I can see how that would happen. It would happen to me.
Right.
That's a great piece. Now, I know that there's always some form of things going on during breaks and summer and so on. Tell me some of your favorite things that you've done during the summer.
Oh, summer is so much fun. So we usually have a fun kickoff and wrap up to our summer programming for the kids. And for the past several years, we've had merry-go-round theater come.
Right.
And
I
do
remember
a performance,
that. Yes.
Which they're amazing. I think they've changed their name now. They're the Rev Theater.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. But they do an amazing job. They're excellent. We try to always do something fun for the community in some way or another. In the past, we've done a little carnival in our parking lot. We've blocked it off and had little, carnival games. We had a family drum circle
at Allen Park
a couple years
ago.
So
much fun, yes.
It was awesome. Lowe's donated some buckets that we used as drums, and the Y let us borrow
the sticks.
Drums, their drums.
Oh, the real drums.
Yeah,
oh.
It was a community event,
yes.
And it was excellent. We're really thankful for the partnerships in this community.
Well, you do partner together with so many different people and organizations and businesses and so on. And you're just a great piece to the community. That being said, I know you work with the children's side of things, but there's also some great adult events that are happening. Can you explain a little bit of the adult side? You don't have to be perfect about it because I know that's not your part, but you know, I do know you have the senior tax help that comes in, the Tech Connect and so mm-hmm. on. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, we've got some amazing adult programs. Senior tax help is going on right now through Tax Day, through April 15th, Mondays and Wednesdays. And we have some awesome people who come and help seniors out, get their taxes together and filed so that they don't have to worry about it. And there's no appointment needed. You can just come to the library and they will help you out. Our Tech Connect, we have a couple different tech helps actually going on. So we have Tech Connect on Tuesdays from 9 to 1, and that is with Madison County's Amanda McCallops.
Okay.
And she's fantastic. She's been helping people right along. Like every time she's there, I see people with her. She's wonderful. She gives them a lot of help. So if you have, maybe you got a new laptop and you're just not quite sure how it works, or you know, you're just starting out using computers and emails and cell phones, things like sure. that, she can, you know, you can come in and she can help walk you through those things.
Right.
We also have on Wednesdays from 9 to 11, we have another group that comes in very similar and helps out with some tech issues or problems or questions that you may have.
You know, that's definitely needed. As all of us, there's always something going on that we're not understanding technically mm-hmm. or technical wise and so on. So
a new version comes out.
Oh, it's right. And everyone's 7 crashed, 2 weeks ago, I think it was. And they're like, oh no, we have to go to Windows 10. All of this thing, yep. these things have happened. So I'm guessing it was probably busy that week as their computers crashed. But those are great pieces. And also the senior tax help, I have to tell you, what a great relief program in a sense, like a mental relief, I'm assuming, absolutely. For these seniors, knowing that they can go to the library and just receive that help for their taxes, because that can really create a lot of stress.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. And yeah, tax time is stressful enough for everybody. Is. And yeah, it's nice to be able to help.
Yes, you're right. You know, I also noticed coming up in March, I don't know how much you're aware of this part. I'm sure you're aware of it, but mm-hmm. the 2020 Visions in Watercolors. That looks really neat. So it looks like it's a workshop for adults, and there's 5 sessions to it.
Yes. So Carol Cotton is fantastic. She has taught many art classes at the library, many in watercolors, and people love going to her workshops. They do a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited for that. Watercolor technique is a beautiful piece, and to have somebody to instruct you and do it, I'm excited for the students that will be there. Yes. You know, the adult students, I should yes. say, that will yep. be there. So it will be from March 18th to April 15th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. So if you have that time free, I do suggest go check out that part.
Yeah, it is a pre-registration, mm-hmm. just so that we have, you know, supplies and everything and space ready to go. But absolutely, it's a great program.
That's a really good piece of great information you just said, pre-register. You know, there's so many things that we want to just stop and do, and I'm sure you see it in the youth side of it. If people register, you can be prepared so much better. Yes. And if, you know, if anyone's out there listening, I hope all of you are listening, but the fact of the matter, register, go tell the library that you're going to be there, whether it's yourself or your children, so that everyone is ready and have the right supplies. There'd be nothing worse of not having the right supplies, you know, to have right. to run out and grab them, or you don't want to turn anyone away.
Absolutely.
Either,
so. Absolutely. And that's the biggest piece. We want to be prepared for everybody who wants to be there.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, Megan, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to listen to some quick commercials. In the meantime, stay tuned, and we will be back to hear more from Megan Galander of the Oneida Public Library. Welcome back to Out and About with Carrie Earle. We are here with Megan Galander of the Youth Service. She is the Youth Service Coordinator of the Oneida Public Library. Megan, again, we are loving having you here.
And glad to be here.
Earlier, we discussed all of the programs and things, great things the public library is doing, which are phenomenal, by the way. But let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I have 2 kids here in the Oneida School District, and my husband teaches at the high school. So we are quite invested in the Oneida area. We've lived here about 6 years, and we've been very happy here. We love all the great things that go on in Oneida.
We have such a great community. Mm-hmm. You know, we have things going on from the rec department to other organizations and so on. What are some of the favorite things you like to do in the city?
Oh, goodness. So many things. We love any community event that's going on. We have a great time walking to the farmers market or the city center market. We love the music at the city center market, to be honest. We like going to activities at the Callet. We were just recently at the Callet for a movie, which was really fun. The kids had a great time. Oh,
that's a great time. So they had a movie in the Callet?
They did. They had a movie in the Callet, and there was some really fun seating, little couches. The kids thought those were super awesome.
That's a great piece.
It was a free movie, too.
A free movie in the Callet.
Yep.
Wow.
Excellent.
I love that they had a free movie in the Callet. And I think they're, you know, I think if I remember correctly, looking at the calendar, they're going to have some throughout the upcoming season, too.
I hope so.
So that would be a good piece, you know. Megan said it. It's a great place to go, so definitely hit up the Callet. You know, do you ever go to the hiking or walking the parks? I know the sidewalks and so on. I see you out and about,
yes.
No pun intended, all the time at different things. Tell us about your favorite places to go to. What parks?
Yeah, so my family loves going. We'll walk over to Allen Park, and we love going there. We have walked down the rail trail. We haven't explored it as much as I want to, though. I'm really excited with, you know, that expanding and checking that out a little bit more. We love going just to the playground at the school. The kids have a ball with that too.
We do have some great playgrounds, mm-hmm. and also the parks and so on. Earlier you had mentioned, when you said Allen Park, and I'm sure we mentioned earlier, but the drum piece that you did for the library at Allen Park. That's what I was thinking about when you said that, you know, what a good time that was. Now, you're not from here, but you moved here. What enticed you to move here?
Yeah, so we were living in Alder Creek. My husband, my children, and I were living in Alder Creek, Boonville area, and we were looking for a change. We were looking for an area that had a great school for our kids. My husband, as I said, is a teacher, and so education is really important to us. So the school district was a big pull. We had a friend who lived in this area, and she was telling us what a great community it was. So having someone that we trusted here and telling us it was a great area was a big help as well. And so my family is in the Rochester area. My husband's family is in the Rome area. So this was a great middle ground for us. Not
it is.
Too far from either family.
Yes, that is so true. It is a great middle ground. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things going around us, you know, from the CAC and Cheryl to Canastota has a great skate park. Chittenango has great programs going through the town of Sullivan, you know, and of course, all the programs at the OPL, Oneida Public Library. The public library is a great centerpiece for us. Now, I know you can't give us much, but I do see the building going up, and it's great going on.
It's so exciting. Great things
going on. So that's exciting. You know, I do know this, and not quoting anyone, but I think we're looking at least maybe fall or November-ish. We should be able to see some activities by then.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. It's going to be very exciting. We're going to have some great programs coming at our new space and being able to use that new space that
we have. It will be so much bigger for you there.
It's going to be, we're very excited to have our community room that we're going to have. That's a nice open space that will give us a little more flexibility in our programming because we will have the space to use.
Sure, sure. Because I can see, you know, you have great programs going on in the library, and more space is always better for more people.
Absolutely.
That's what we have going down there. Yes. And the community room is always very important. It'd be more versatile and so forth for you there. Yeah. So let's get back a little bit on some of our children's programs. Mm-hmm. We've been discussing some things on and off air. And one of them was, I hope you don't mind me bringing up, the great programs that you're trying for students and so on. And the students are really important to us to get them to learn and out there to see different things that are going on in the world. And I can tell you, one of the greatest programs that my son did with you was there in the tech class, and they went over and saw the building getting built one day, and they had the drones. The high schoolers were driving the drones and so forth. Tell us a little about, do you know anything about that part of the project?
I do. So we had a couple of, well, three of our tech teachers at the high school brought students over to see the process of the building. And the drone class had their drone there and got some amazing photos for us, which was fantastic. So there's a program that we're working on at the Oneida Public Library. We call it Destination After Graduation. And we're working with the high school students. We're working with the high school itself also and several other community organizations, people in our community. We're looking to support and help and celebrate students in Oneida who are looking to their future careers. So we actually, one of the students that visited our site, we have connected him with the owner of the construction company, and they have met and talked about things, and we're hoping to get a shadowing or internship opportunity.
I think for them. He is. I think I know rumors on that. He's a great student. Not my child, though, but he's a good friend of my son, and he's very excited. He has gone over a couple times, so it's very exciting for him.
It's great. That's what we're trying to do. Just find those connections in our local community of, you know, people who do amazing things right here in and around Oneida so that the students can see, you know, you can make a great home here in the future. You can have a great life here in the future. Or even if you're, you know, even if they're not looking to stay in Oneida, if there is a particular occupation that they're looking to do, we're trying to hook them up with someone who's there and can answer questions about how they did it, what they might need to focus on, things like that.
That's really important for our students. So you're dealing with students from age babies, you know,
all the way up.
And so on.
All the way up through.
But you just said something, I actually took a note on this. You said the key word of connections. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what the library is really about, is connecting people to multiple different things. And I'm sure while you've been there, you've seen some phenomenal connections, probably for yourself, the people that come in and utilize the library, to even those that are teaching classes, whether it's the robotics class, to this one you just spoke of with the technology, with building of the building, but even the moms, you know, talking to other moms or parents to parents during the classes. Getting to know you, that probably brings great joy knowing that you're the center of connections for the city.
Yes, it is. It's great. It's been very, very fulfilling for me personally to watch, especially like the parents during story time. You know, we tend to get several, you know, stay-at-home parents who come in with their kids for that time of getting the kids to talk and play with other kids, and for the parent also to get out of the house and talk to another grown-up.
Right.
And it's been great because I've seen several friendships, like true, honest friendships, grow from things like that. It's great.
And you're right. They have. So quick little story is, when my kids were little, their grandma Nancy would bring them to the library probably two or three times a week, every single day prior to going to school. And she and I will sit and talk here and there, and she'll say, "Is that so-and-so? We met them at the library."
Yeah.
And she's been watching those kids grow up. And we'll be at soccer games or an event or so on, and she'll point them out. She's, "Wow, they've grown up." And so that's from a long time ago, those connections were made. And you know, you get to know the kids and the family and so on. And it's such a good community setting for that. I know we were very fortunate to be able to have the boys go down there and do that. It was just a good time for them. It gave them structure in their day, too.
Yes.
That was the other thing. As, you know, the younger kids, whether it was the parent or the child, it gave them structure. Library time. We have to leave here at 9:45 or whatever time it was during that day.
Yep.
You know, they knew. And they would be excited, and they would help pack up their little bag to go down whatever they needed. And I'm sure there's a lot of families that are doing that right now.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun to watch the kids because they come in very excited for the story time to start, and they, you know, they have their own little routines that they've created as they walk in the door. You know, we have these little mats that they can pull out to put on the rug to sit on, and it's just fun to watch. And they run right over, grab them, put them out, and it's funny because they tend to always sit in the same spot. Creatures of habit.
Yes,
you know, and it's really cute because if I ever do something a little bit out of order from what I normally do, they know that that's not what Miss Megan is usually doing right then. But it's fun. I do try to keep it very structured for them. I say that loosely. I mean, I keep it on the same schedule.
Sure.
But we're doing something different every time.
Yes. It's like when you're doing the weather map with the kindergartners and you move the sun before the moon or something. Right. You can't do that. I've been there. Yes. No, I know there's a lot of phenomenal programs down there that you're part of that you actually set up. And there's other programs for adults. Out of everything, tell us what is your A, biggest joy, and B, what is your favorite program of all?
So I think we really touched on my biggest joy just a moment ago. Really, it is, you know, bringing people together. That's something I'm a people person. Mm-hmm. I'm happiest when I'm surrounded by people. Mm-hmm. That I think is my biggest joy, seeing people come together. And especially at the library, we see people come together who might not normally outside of the library. You know, at programs, we see kids who might not necessarily be hanging out together at school, but they're working together in a library program, which I think is fantastic.
That is fantastic.
I love Story Hour. I really do. Mm-hmm. I love working with the little kids. I love working with all ages, truly. But that one it's just a real joy.
But they're so happy
every day to see those little
problems
faces.
No problems in those toddlers' lives. That's a great thing. Yep. So that being said, let's quickly jump onto the community side of it. Tell us one thing you love about the community.
The sense of community. I know that sounds silly, but I love being able to take my kids for a walk down the street and bump into three or four people that we know, and everybody's saying hello to each other. And, you know, my position at the library, I'll be at the grocery store and all of a sudden this little cutie will come running up giving me, Miss Megan, Miss Megan,
oh,
you know,
right, yes.
You know, because they see me at Story Hour. And just the friendliness of this community, neighbors watching out for neighbors and friends helping friends. I've seen it so much, so many times since we moved here 6 years ago. I love it.
It is a great piece of what we have. You know, my brother, he's in LA and he sometimes calls it Mayberry. It may not be the exact Mayberry we saw on TV, but, you know, we are still pretty fortunate of how community sense the people have, and they do help take care of one another here. That is a great piece. So we're going to be ending soon. And I just kind of want to run over a few of the regular weekly events that you have. Mm-hmm. So if you can give us a quick outline of the children's program during the week, that's every week or usually during the month, just to give people a sense. And we're not going to give any dates, but you can always go to the Oneida Public Library website, correct?
Yes.
So what is that website?
It is www.oneidapubliclibrary.org. And right on the front page towards the bottom is our calendar, and it will list out all the different things we have going. And actually right now, too, there are some really great pictures of our construction
on
that page. So if you're curious, you can, and it's too cold outside for you, you can just check that out right there.
That would be great.
Yeah.
So a few of the programs, I have a list in front of me. We have, for the adults, we have the senior tax help going on. Mm-hmm. There's always Tech Connect during the weeks. Again, look at the calendar on the website. We have the, if you don't mind me reading, we have the Ready to Read, half day craft days here and there when school's only half day. Remember that. Let's see. Oh, the families, there's a family support group, which is nice. Family Super Saturday is going to be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we have. There's a Christian Women's Club. 2020 Visions Art Workshop. Oh, that sounds exciting.
That's that watercolor workshop.
That is a watercolor one.
That will be very exciting.
Oh my gosh, there's so much to even put on here. So I'm going to push for everyone to definitely go to the website, check out that page.
Yeah, we've got some adult book clubs as well that are really, really interesting. They're really great. We have one called Pushing the Limits that is a book club, but then they also do some science experiments or science talk about these different books with Jen Herzog. It's really cool. People really love that, that wow. program. Yeah.
Definitely. We need to get people there. So go out and support the public library and check out their website. Go to their Facebook page, like mm-hmm. and follow them, and just go out and support one another. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Out and About with Carrie Earle. And thank you so much, Megan, for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
We truly enjoyed your time. Thank you.